Hakka morning traditions in different lands. Welcome to the 31st part of our new and interesting series, Muharram Morning Traditions in Different Lands. The series commemorates the heartrending tragedy of Karbala and the martyrdom of Chief of Martyrs Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, the grandson of the Holy Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. The series also delves into various mourning traditions associated with the immortal epic of Ashura in various countries. We also look at the history of mourning for Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Today, we talk about the tradition of taking round the flag, or rotating the flag, a tradition which is closely associated with the martyrdom of the Chief of Martyrs, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Today, we shall delve into the tradition of taking round the flag or rotation of the flag. In Persian, this tradition is known as Alam Gardani and is one of the most important and the most common forms of mourning for the martyrs of Karbala. In some parts of Iran, this is referred to as Tugh Gardani, which means the same thing. The Arabic and Persian word Alam is translated variously as flag, standard, or banner. Thus, Alam Gardani literally means to take round the flag or to rotate the flag. The tradition of taking round the flag or Alam Gardani is performed in many different ways in different regions of Iran. During the month of Muharram, the flag or standard is wrapped in black, green and white cloth. A special ceremony known as dressing of the flag or Alam Bandan in Persian signals the beginning of the mourning in Muharram. And another special ceremony, known as martyrdom of the flag or undressing of the flag, Alam Bachini in Persian, signals the end of mourning. In the city of Birjand in South Khorasan province in eastern Iran, the flag or standard is a very important part of mourning ceremonies for the martyrs of Karbala during the month of Muharram. The people of Birjand revere the flag or standard. The ceremony known as dressing up of the flag or Alam Bandan in Persian usually takes place on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th and 7th of the month of Muharram in the city of Birjand and surrounding villages. Sometimes the ceremony is performed in a mosque, but more often it takes place in the home of the person who is the keeper or the guardian of the flag. All flags and standards have keepers or guardians, and this tradition is passed from father to son, usually the eldest son in the family. So it is true to say that the keepers of the Muharram flag in Birjand and surrounding areas have actually inherited this duty or title from their fathers. During the Alam Bandan ceremony, Muharram elegies and lamentations are sung by a person known as Chavushi Khan, as the flag or standards is being decorated for mourning. In the village of Derakhsh near Birjand, the Alam Bandan ceremony is usually performed on the fourth day of the month of Muharram. A total of 14 standard or flags are dressed up in a special ceremony at the Jame Mosque in the village of Derakhsh. These standards are then used in processions and mourning ceremonies right up until the afternoon of Ashura, that is the 10th of Muharram. It should be noted that 12 of the standards or flags are named after the 12 Imams, or successors of the Holy Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. With one flag or standard being named after Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, the daughter of the Holy Prophet of Islam and the mother of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and another flag named after Hazrat Abul Fazl Abbas, peace be upon him, the brother of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and the courageous standard bearer in Karbala. In the city of Gorgan in northeastern Iran, a similar traditional ceremony known as Tughbandan is performed during the first 10 days of the month of Muharram. Traditionally, each district of the city of Gorgan performs this ceremony in a particular day of Muharram. The Tugh joins on top of a 5-meter-long flag or standard, and there are metallic and bronze pieces at the top, with ayahs of the Holy Quran chiseled or etched on these pieces. The Tughbandan morning ceremonies reach their zenith on the 9th and the 10th of the month of Muharram, that is the days of Tasua and Ashura. Similar ceremonies are performed during Muharram in many other Iranian cities and towns, including the towns of Tafresh in central Iran. Well, dear listeners, we have come to the end of our program today. In our next program tomorrow, we will have more to say about customs and traditions associated with Muharram and Ashura in Iran. Until tomorrow, goodbye and God bless you all.